Will you run for parliament again? Or be involved in the formation of a new political party to fight for justice?
The election already be passed in Afghanistan. Non-democratic, fraudulent. I believe the most ridiculous election. Maybe you also hear different international observers by speaking about widespread threat. And I received many invitation letters, and people, they called me and they came to again run for this election. I told them that first I boycotted the election like many other democratic minded people of my country, millions of Afghans. They did not run in the election. And I don't want that from my position, this puppet mafia corrupt regime get credit, and also their foreign master. Because I believe election under the shade of gang warlordism, drug lordism, awful corruption, and occupation forces has no legitimacy at all. We have a famous saying, it's not important who's voting, it's important who's counting. That's our problem. Even from inside of the system, one of my supporters called me, Malala, this time, if you run for the election, I was in their meeting, that they did not let you to win. And it was for me understandable. I could imagine, because in the previous parliament, maybe you also hear that in the past when I traveled in US on behalf of my people, I did some interviews, that they turned off my microphone, they beat me even inside of parliament, threatened to rape, finally expelled me, which was quite illegal act. Despite national and international condemnation, I had the friends, but they did not allow me to go back. I wanted to go back to use from the tribune of the parliament for the benefit of my people, especially women. But this time, it cost that only I lost this tribune. I didn't attend, but outside of parliament, next to my people, we continue to our struggle against these fundamentalists, also Taliban. And the second question was that, why I do not make party, or if I make party. People ask me, they come to my office in Kabul, while I'm living underground, but they're a group of especially young generation, like a network, who I trust them, and it's few years I know them, they are running my office, and they accept this big risk. And they tell me to make a party. I don't want that just to be a symbolic party. In this kind of situation, to make a party also not easy. In one hand, we have economic problem, in another hand, we have security problem, and many other obstacles and problems. So I thought that it's better now raise awareness of the people, especially against these occupation in Taliban. While my people, their political consciousness improved a lot, this 30 years war. But now we are like a network, we are working, maybe in the future we'll build a party. And now I'm thinking about this issue. Yes. And also one point that during the election, this non-democratic fraudulent election, even with deathiest words, I received more death threats. More than myself, I was worried about those who will do campaign for me. And maybe you hear that during the election, one candidate, female candidate, two campaigner of this female candidate has been killed. So it was also one reason that anyway, I boycotted and we do outside of parliament continue to strike. Yes.
Can you comment on the attack against UN workers today where people were even beheaded?
I'm sorry, I apologize for my listening this week, my English listening. Just the question is very the last incident, yeah. Yeah, I hear this. You know that, I think it's also in US country as well, I'm sure in some other countries as well, that when they are in the world, many other miseries, they are doing something like second-hand issues they are raising, that to keep the mind of the people away from the main issues. These, all of these messages, for example, they are burning the Holy Quran. That the people, of course, that are, especially in Muslim country, most of them are Muslim, they stand up and they cannot tolerate this. So more, I think, as always I've seen, the problem of my people is not with Islam at all. The problem of my people is with political Islam of Osama bin Laden, Mullah Omar, Sayyid, Khamenei, Rabbani, Dostum, Ismail Khan, all of these dirty-minded elements, misogynists, mix Islam with politics as a weapon, use it against our people. And still they do the same. And I think this is the wrong politician they are doing that. Of course, behind of this last incident that UN activist also has been killed in some soldier, I'm sure that the hand of this wrong politician, the warmongers, that who did this.
What do you think about Greg Mortensen?
Greg Mortensen, I mean, you mean the writer of the Cup of the Three Cups of Tea, sorry. I didn't meet him in person. The book I hear from my supporters is a good book. But unfortunately, I hear that he became a pro-occupation, pro-war person. Hopefully, will not be right. If I meet him, and of course, the first sentence I will tell him that please don't share the crimes of these criminals. Don't try to be warmonger. Follow the policy of the warmongers. And as a person who, how much education is important, the key in a society, every society, not only in Afghanistan, everywhere. And you, through your book, especially you explain the values of the education and you show the ways to the people how education is important and build and have some project. But it's completely against education, against freedom and democracy, these values, if he become a pro-war and pro-occupation person.
What gave you the courage to first stand up and speak?
Oh, yes. Oh, first you. The power of the people, not only in Afghanistan, in the world, I believe strongly. I agree with Patrick Tyler. He says in the world is two superpowers. Besides U.S. government, the world public opinion. That's why they're afraid and they, through propaganda machine, put dust on their eyes. The support of these poor, suffering people of my country, especially women, victim families, that group I met them in Kabul in my office. The history of my country, we have powerful history that gives us hope, courage, determination. We had hero and heroine in Afghanistan. Still we have secret hero and heroine who are giving us hopes. And resistance of my people is hope and giving us courage. And there are many other reasons that gives us hope, courage, determination, not sit silent.
Is torture still going on in Afghanistan by the USA?
I think torture, I said briefly, not only torture, I think it's just an easy war, just war crime. They are bombing through blind bombardment, killing the people, most of the innocent people. So still they continue the strong policy. I told you even they invite Taliban and warlord, sorry, this Gulbuddin Hekmati are also to join the government. And what we have been saying, you can see the documents of the WikiLeaks exposed always. Anyway, which is clear, they are not honest for my people. And again, my message to you is that when we want the withdrawal of the troops, but you are the one who should stand more in solidarity with my people. We wish it was not military invasion, it was invasion of schools, clinic, hospital. Of course we need this, the PS war, they destroyed my country.
How has organizing within Afghanistan against the US been affected by the events in Tunisia and Egypt?
This glorious uprising which happened in some Middle East countries, even in the North African countries, it is a source of hope, inspiration, and gave more strength, more hope, I'm sure not only to people of Afghanistan, millions around the world. And it grows from the world crisis. And in my country, is a little different because in my country, most people, because of this brutal war, 30 years war, are, most of them are non-educated. So it takes time in Afghanistan. That's why our responsibility is more. Otherwise, before of this glorious uprising, it happened first in Afghanistan. And especially in neighbor country like Iran, this uprising against the fascist regime of Iran happening, it put more positive impact in Afghanistan. First of all, if democratic-minded people, government come in power in Iran, the puppet of Iran, who is in power in Afghanistan, very high post they have in the Karzai's regime, like Ismail Khan, Mohakeim, Khalili, vice president of Karzai, they will be powerless. Their backbone will break, one of the backbone. Anyway, but the only concern in these some country glorious uprising which happened is there is not unity leadership. That's the point make me concerned that maybe to be misled or misused, and also the dictators removed, but the system is in power. That's the matter always make concern, especially in some countries like Egypt, they are fundamentalists or powerful. Even in Libya, as I said earlier, there are many idle freedom-loving persons, I mean democratic-minded, let's like say. They, in that during the interview, they said that they are trying to bring more criminal person, more brutal person than Qaddafi in power. Same what they did in Iraq and Afghanistan. Replace one terrorist with another terrorist.
If the U.S. and allied forces left tomorrow, what exactly would happen in Afghanistan?
One, if we get lost, the backbone of these warlords and Taliban will break. These two is the key point. And my people will fight against Taliban and warlords. The hopeful point is that they hate the Taliban and also the warlords. Nobody says that when they leave Afghanistan, the situation will be like heaven. These 10 years, these Taliban and warlords, these terrorists become powerful. Even Taliban indirectly, they had support of their foreign master. And now formally invite them to join the government. So we fed up. And now my people, they say, we don't expect anything good from you, just stop wrongdoing. That much we fed up. So it makes no sense. Accept occupation, otherwise Taliban will eat us. Who can eat the Taliban? Who? You know the background of the Taliban? Here is some book. There are some books. Let me give you the name, then I'll show you. The book, one is the book of Robert Dreyfus. The name is Double Scheme. This democratic-minded person from U.S. Writer wrote that. You can read in this book how U.S. government, not only in Afghanistan, in countless Muslim countries, support these fundamentalists, created them, even sometimes exchange against U.S. government to create more obstacles and eliminate democratic-minded people of these countries and also parties and intellectuals. And you can read the book, it's Eyes for Infidel, Kathy Gannon wrote Ghost War, Bleeding Afghanistan, and many other books has been written. Hopefully my book also will help you to know better about these realities of so-called war on terror and role of especially U.S. government in Afghanistan. Anyway, I just wanted to show these books. Not coming. Yeah, this is one book, We Know the Leader of One Democratic-Minded Party. They are a feminist organization. They have their own activists, they are struggling. You can read this book. This is Dallas Game. This is a wonderful book. It helps you to know, especially U.S. wrong policy, not only in Afghanistan, many other. These are the books I use for Infidel and Bleeding Afghanistan and some other books.
What is the role for nonviolent action in Afghanistan? From the people, resistance of the people. Do you understand this question?
Yeah, you know, my people seem like even justice loving people around the world, they especially that they experience this brutal war in this gang, they fed up. I was one of those, I stand up against gang in gang wars, but now I have to have gang with myself to protect me, unfortunately. I hate this disgusting burqa, and I'm sure many people, women of Afghanistan, don't want to wear burqa, which is a symbol of oppression, but now gives us protection. Sometimes I say to brave activist women, men of Afghanistan, that Unfortunately, you cannot be a broker. We really worry about your security more. We are underground. Anyway, but we have peace groups. Not only Afghan peace groups that we have, and those who come on the streets, they do demonstration. It means that they hate the gun, they want peace. They are against occupation, they raise their voice. And some other we have a group, if you want, I will show you, not only Afghans, some foreign, honest foreigners, peace-loving foreigners, who even have some projects and they have problems. And Hakim is one of those you can see, head of one of these peace groups, and couple I met. Anyway, but let me tell you this point, that when somebody is occupied a country, same Russia when occupied Afghanistan, British in the past 3 times want to occupy Afghanistan, my people have to take the gun, because they face with gun in these warmongers, killed them, to save their freedom, to achieve their freedom. And same, if US and NATO do not stop this brutal war, this occupation, this war crime, with the passage of time, maybe my people will take gun or not, which is clear, they will not say silence. And we'll give them also a good lesson, which they gave them the past to the British and Russia.
What do you think of the popular literature being written about Afghanistan? For example, the book The Kite Runner, the bookseller of Kabul.
The Kite Runner book is, yes, I know that quite famous enough, but the writer of the book, unfortunately, in the fan of Ahmed Shamasu. Ahmed Shamasu, my people call him Butcher of Afshar of Kabul. Ahmed Shamasu was the defense minister of the Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, this terrorist man who has name is in the blacklist of the US. And also, Ahmed Shamasu, as long as he was in power, he was close friends of these warriors. We have a famous saying in Afghanistan, when you want to know a person, ask who has close or had close friends when he was alive, or he is alive. And I think this few examples is enough that this was the CIA and French government especially that they made famous and also tried to impose Masoud on my people as a so-called hero, as a hero. Even this corrupt mafia regime of Karzai, because brother and creed of Masoud, friends of Masoud from his party in power, fundamentalist parties, they put the name of one streets of Kabul in the name of Masoud, but still my people don't mention because they hate. The hero has been made by the people, not by foreigners. Anyway, he's just... Now, nobody dare in Afghanistan to talk against Masoud because brothers of Masoud are in power. One brother of Masoud, Zia Masoud. Zia Masoud, the vice president of Hamid Karzai. Recently, even WikiLeaks exposed one document says $52 million he took with himself from Kabul airport to the Dubai airport, but nobody stopped him. How you got this money, and where do you want to carry this money? This is only one example of their corruption. Put their crimes aside for a while. Anyway, I want to tell you, do not be deceived. They're just any person, if it will be the Kite Runner writer or any other person will be. I condemn and I criticize. Hopefully this message will go directly to him, and one day if I meet him, I will tell him. Military. I think more or less 10 years is enough. No need to talk. We waste our time. Mm-hmm. And even in WikiLeaks also exposed, not only in Afghanistan, in Iraq, what they did. If for a second we forget Afghanistan as a human being, they are unforgivable and unforgettable for the crimes that they committed. Anyway, regarding Afghan National Army, nowadays mainstream media also telling me they are handing over the responsibilities to the Afghan National Army and Afghan police, which is like a trick they use as cannon fodder to decrease the number of their own soldier casualties. The head of Afghan National Army, powerful warriors. It seems like the rabbit have responsible of the carriage. And they never let Afghanistan stand on its own feet. We, in the past, we had volunteer army, I know one of my supporters, let me tell you one example, a progressive doctor. He had two small children, new married person. He has been kidnapped by the crews of Afghan police, and then we received the dead bodies on the streets of Kabul. Because those, most of them, those who are most of those who have high posts in Afghan National Army, they are militia, commanders of these warlords. Sometimes the small fishes go to the jail, sharks free. And my people call Afghan National Army nowadays dollar army as well. Because the salary of a soldier is, army is $200 per month, more than the salary of a teacher.
From your perspective, do you see any change in relations between India and Pakistan?
You know, India and Pakistan is another story, same like Palestine and Kashmir. Anyway, which is clear, the end of this, also the end of these Western warliners. And same in my country, between my people are director. You know, government of India want to be more close to puppet regime of Karzai from another side, government of Pakistan as well. They are pretending we are friends, and they have project, they have their own puppets. Since Cold War they supported. Anyway, but let me tell you, when a little bit the government of Pakistan get closer to Karzai's regime, then suicide bombs happening. They blame that India that in front of the Pakistan embassy, another day in front of the Indian embassy. Maybe you hear tens of people get killed brutally. Between my people are the victim. Anyway, this is just chess game of people. Same in Palestine. You know what is happening in Palestine is really heartbreaking. Yes. And for everyone, I'm sure for many of us around the world, and I condemn the Zionist regime of Israel for the crime committed. But unfortunately, Obama is silent. What's going on in Gaza today? Why do not raise their voice against these warmongers? But I'm not telling you like fundamentalists of Afghanistan also, they condemn, they are talking against the Zionist regime of Israel, but from very reactionary point of view. But I'm telling you that if from one side, if we condemn this Zionist regime of Israel and their brutal in their crimes, but from another hand, I admire and we are happy and hopefully there will be more democratic-minded Israeli people that to stand up against the wrong thing of their government, and I'm sure they are, but they must be more active. Anyway, but they are unfortunately from the back, some parties like Hamas also, they hate the Palestinian freedom-loving fighters. I believe even children of Palestine is the hero. I remember in my book also, you read this memory, I said once to my father in refugee camp's father, we belong to a war country like Afghanistan, I wish I was from Palestine at least. They are looked at how their children is brave. They are fighting with a stone, with empty hands against occupation. My father told me, my daughter, can I tell you something? Then I said, yes. Said, why you don't want to be Palestinian of your own country? Now my message to all of you is that, especially those who are fighting in the war countries against occupation, warmongers, fundamentalists, each of us should try to be Palestinian of our own country.